Hello and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of September 13th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers Inn content. First of all, I want to thank our newest patron, Russell. Thank you so much for supporting the show. You can go to patreon.com/thegamersinn and do just the same for a shout out all month long. Looking at the Gamers Inn this week, I wanted to kick things off. This is something I haven't talked about yet, but so I received a review code from Square Enix for Life is Strange: True Colors. It's a game that I put in a request because I do enjoy the Life is Strange games, and I like the idea of a next generation Life is Strange. Standalone, it's not connected, sort of connected, I guess. It's got one character coming over from the prequel, Before the Storm, which I sort of enjoyed. It dived a little bit into the backstory, but it still suffered from some of the issues that we had with the previous Life is Strange games. But I really liked the narrative setup of these, like, Telltale-esque adventures. And I have not played a lot of True Colors just yet, but what I have played has been really good. It's really solid. It is a complete package. You don't have to wait week to week or month to month or quarter to quarter for new episodes. It's all in there. It is a full price game, so you are going to be spending the $60 US, $80 Canadian to pick this one up. As I said, I did receive a review code from Square Enix, so I'll likely talk about it. I think if I get more time with it, I'll talk about it this week, and then I'll wait a couple weeks and talk about it again, because I have had some issues with performance. I'm playing on Xbox Series X, and it's capped at 30 frames, and I know I don't want to be the 60 frames per second snob here, but it's capped at 30 and does dip quite a bit. Like, you feel it, and I think that's something we've talked about on the show. If you're playing a game locked at 30, and then it does dip below the 25 frames or whatever, you do feel it, you do notice it. It is a narrative sort of adventure story game, so there's not a lot of movement, so it's not a deal breaker that you aren't playing at like the normal next generation 60 frames feel. There has been some news from Square Enix about that they are working on patching it, but no news as to whether they'll unlock the frame rate on next gen. If you play on PC, obviously it's unlocked frame rate. Shouldn't surprise anybody. But yeah, I will come back to that one. I got to put some more time into it, but I am looking forward to playing more. So far, it's really grabbed me. I think the characters really address some of the issues we've had, in that a lot of the people you're hanging around with are just real angsty teenagers. And I think in this one, they play it a little more, I don't want to say realistic with their, I mean, because there are angsty teenagers out there, don't get me wrong, but I really feel like they present more interesting, there's only been like, I think that was the cool thing about the first Life is Strange, is that yes, there were angsty teenagers, but like they weren't over the top. It really got to a point where we struggled with it, I think, near the end. But this one so far, it's starting pretty strong. The characters are really enjoyable. They have good dialogue. It's well written. So I'll come back to that one in probably this week, and then in a couple weeks once there's been a few patches. I want to see how that sort of gets applied to the game, because it could use some fixes. Also, yes, I am playing Tales of Arise. I did pick that one up. That's kind of the funny thing about this, is that I had planned to play Tales of Arise. And I didn't think I would get a review code for Life is Strange, but I did. So I'm gonna cover that one as well over the coming weeks. And speaking of which, let's check the poll here. I have ended the poll for the mini update corner, and the winner is Tales of Arise, squeezed by Mass Effect 3 with one vote. So you can check the results. I'll link it in the show notes. But yeah, we are going to be doing a update corner for Tales of Arise, and I'm super excited about that. And without further ado, let's do the first update corner for Tales of Arise. I was going to wait until next week. This will be quick because I haven't had a lot of time to play. Game just came out on Friday. I'm recording this on Sunday night. And as I said, I've been playing Life is Strange. So I kicked off the game. I gotta say, it looks fantastic. Although the first environment you're playing in is kind of dull and drab. It's sort of like a mining facility of some kind. your main character has his head stuck in an iron mask. He doesn't know who he is. He calls himself literally Iron Mask. And obviously you know what his face looks like because he's on the box. And if you play the demo, you know who he is because he sounds the exact same. And essentially you feel no pain. Your main character feels no pain. And you come across a woman who's being chased by the evil dudes who are all in this really buff, like, metal armor. And she, if anyone touches her, they get electrocuted. So you can imagine where this is going. You've got a character that can't be touched because she'll shock you, and then you have a character who can feel no pain. So they go for that right away. He kind of, like, touches her shoulder, and she's surprised to find that he doesn't go flying across the room from electricity. And I think I got to the point where you escape the mine, and you're kind of trying to get to the next safe house, because you do get sort of picked up by some rebels. There's, like, two warring planets, and they lived in peace, and then one was, like, super technologically advanced and came over and took them over, and there's, like, a slight explanation as to what's going on in terms of what the bad guys are using the slave labor for. And a lot of people are thinking, like, oh, it's just to mine resources. Like, no, it's literally they have these, like, gem Fitbits embedded on their hands, and what happens is when they work, it kind of, like, creates this astral energy. So it's not necessarily what they're mining that they need to do, because they are a technologically advanced civilization. They could just build drills. But it's the work that the slaves are doing that creates this energy. So they've enslaved an entire planet of people to do this work for them. So that's sort of the setup. And the lady who has the electricity touch, she's with the bad guys, but is on the run from the bad guys. So I got to play a little bit more to kind of wrap my mind around it, but that's where I'm at. Very early on in the game. Obviously, as we go forward, there'll be more spoilers. And the idea is that each week on the mini, I will do an update on where I'm at in Tales of Arise. And yes, there will be a conversation on the Gamers Inn when it makes sense to talk about the game. It likely won't be this week, because I'll probably be focusing on at least my initial impressions of Life is Strange. But maybe we'll sneak in Tales of Arise, depending on our schedule and how many games we have to talk about. But so look forward to that in the coming weeks. Looking at Summoner's Call, we have new special heroes to be detailed, all about the Jugdrill series. We're still looking for feedback on what we do for Game Club in the remainder of 2021. There is a poll up, so definitely check that out. Vote, because your votes do help. Let us know what you want to hear on the show. Extra Life will dictate what we do in 2022, and voting is now open. You can go to bit.ly/extralife Ryan to vote. You donate $10 per vote. You can stack them, and you can pick the game you want us to do a Game Club of starting in 2022. And if listeners of Summoner's Call raise $200, so if we get 20 votes for our Game Club, we will play Tokyo Mirage Session FE Sharp in 2022 for Game Club. So as a special incentive for folks. And speaking of Extra Life, I should mention that our Extra Life team is up, bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2021. And that'll bring us to our team page. We have a few events coming up, nothing, you know, concrete planned yet. I hope next week I'll be able to provide details for everybody as a sneak peek. But definitely go to the page. Your donations help. Obviously, if you want to save them for the streams, that is totally awesome. If you want to throw us a couple bucks now, that also helps the momentum and keeps us fired up to be raising money for charity. So keep that in mind. But bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2021. And let's end the mini with looking at what games have been coming out. Obviously, Life is Strange True Colors is on everything except Switch. That's coming out later this year. Tales of Arise is already out, PlayStation, Xbox, and PC. WarriorWare Get It Together is on Switch. Deathloop arrives this week on PS5 and PC. No word if that's coming to Xbox Game Pass PC. So I wonder if it's either, like, contractually can't show up or contractually can't be mentioned. I'm imagining if we haven't heard by now, it's the former, and that it can contractually not be on the service. But you can purchase it on Steam if you want it on PC. Kena Bridge of Spirits. Oh, I forgot that was coming out this month. Oh, man. my plan to have Life is Strange and Tales of Arise dominate my September. Might need to rethink that and figure out what to do, but yeah, I kind of want to play Kenna. That looks really cool. Lost Judgment, the sequel to, I don't know what the first one was called, I'm spacing. For some reason in my back of my mind, I thought Lost Judgment was the game that already came out, but this is the Yakuza side parallel thing. That comes out on PlayStation, Xbox, and that's it. September 24th, and New World, the delayed Amazon MMO, comes out on September 28th. All right, that's going to do it for this mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Be sure to donate to our Extra Life campaign. You can go to bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2021. Lots of fun incentives, lots of fun streams coming. So definitely get over there and check things out and donate if you can. If you can't donate, share the link. Let your friends know, let your family know that we're doing this. And if they want to watch a couple of fun streams coming up over the rest of the year, that really helps. And yeah, thanks for listening and have yourselves a great week.